This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Celeste Middlehauser, reading for you, Rare Birds Are More Visiting Maine, by Rob Spears. This essay was originally published in the Maine Natural History Observer, 2024 issue 4, and has been adapted for radio. It may be the case that more rare birds are visiting Maine, but perhaps they've been there all along, unseen. Once thought to be the pastime of a small group of mostly older people, birding has grown exponentially to include people of all ages. It recently experienced a huge boost during COVID as people sought refuge in the outdoors, discovering birds in the process. With more eyes in the field, the probability of finding a rarity increases significantly. Concurrent with this, the revolution in birding technology has come a long way since the first organized system of phone trees were utilized to spread word of a rarity. Finding a rarity, a birder would phone a set list of birding friends who would, in turn, call their own list of friends, and so forth. It was limited to a few, and missed calls quickly broke the chain. To be more inclusive, Maine Audubon developed a weekly rare bird report. It was a step in the right direction, but this information could be a week old by the time it was available. The creation of the Maine Birds Listserv was a big step forward, allowing subscribers to post and receive reports of sightings in a more timely and useful manner. Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Rare Bird Alert was a major enhancement to the eBird platform. Now, when an eBirder reports a rarity directly from the field via a smartphone, a rare bird alert is generated within an hour and pushed to the emailed addresses of all who opt to receive the alerts. This is significant because many rare birds are one-day wonders. For these, if you don't go the day they're reported, you'll miss them. Near real-time notifications are especially important for listers, birders who keep life, year, state, county, and other lists. Digitized field guides loaded into smartphones put entire guides at your fingertips, while useful social media apps have proliferated, including the Maine Birds Google group and the Maine Birds Facebook page, among others. A recent photo posted on the Maine Birds Facebook page caught the attention of some who realized it was a first state record anhinga, unbeknownst to the person who posted it. The Maine Rare Birds Alert GroupMe app, initiated when a stellar sea eagle appeared in Maine in late December 2021, provides real-time communications between all subscribers of the current whereabouts of a rarity, as in, it just flew into the backyard of 236 Sapsucker Lane. At the micro level, many now text directly with friends to coordinate in the hunt for and tracking of a rarity. Smartphone cameras, in conjunction with spotting scopes and binoculars, provide documentation photos that assist birders and reviewers to quickly confirm, or not confirm, reported rarities. A good photo of a recently reported western kingbird, upon scrutiny, turned into a first state record tropical kingbird. Affordable, lightweight cameras with mega-zoom capabilities bring into sharp focus distant, shy, or elusive rarities that might otherwise go unidentified. Another recent game-changer is eBird's Merlin Bird ID app, which turns on a phone's microphone, listens for birdsong, and displays a list of each species it hears and records. Merlin can also analyze a photo of a bird, taken with your phone or from a print or file on your computer. The Merlin app is not 100% accurate, but it helps narrow down the list of probables. The better the audio or photo quality, the better the outcome. Finally, more and more young people are choosing ornithological and environmental studies and careers. They view birds as a barometer for measuring the health of the environment to which they are keenly attuned. Immersed in birds by virtue of their careers and free time passions, their finely honed birding skills combined with youthful eyes, energy, and a generous spirit are a gift to the greater birding community. In conclusion, with more birders in the field, equipped with better tools, apps, and faster notifications and communication options, more rarities are being found and seen by a greater number of people.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.